now, the internationally recognized, critically acclaimed, world-famous Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
I just put it in work.
Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse. Come on down.
Hey, everybody. This portion of the Phil Hendry Show brought to you by Ted's of Beverly Hills. Come on in for that slow-roasted prime rib. Cooked all day long. Oh, God, it's good. Oh.
Here at Ted's, we want to put our meat in your...
Ted Bell joins us, the owner of Ted's of Beverly Hills. You got season tickets for the Dodgers?
I do have season tickets, and I have followed the Dodgers. You know, and I don't want to talk just about the Dodgers, Phil, because I know you want me to talk more about the situation at the team.
Well, everybody has their favorite team. You happen to be a season ticket. How much of those seats? You have four. What are they?
They're called infield. They're infield box seats, and they're about $8,500 a year.
Wow, that's four of them?
Yeah. But here is the question that I had when I talked to Mike Mathers, my attorney earlier. I have season tickets for the Dodgers. I followed the Dodgers faithfully since I was a kid. My father took me to a Dodger game in the 70s, and when I was in grade school, I remember Steve Garvey, Ron Say.
Yeah, all those guys.
Yeah, so when I got into business and you know, knock wood, experienced success in business, I had the resources. I purchased four season tickets that we use as a family. We also use for our business.
Now, you were talking with me earlier about Sean Green, who plays first base and he plays outfield for the Dodgers, a very pivotal member of the Dodgers.
Absolutely. First of all, no one is a bigger fan of Sean Green than me. And what he has meant to this team, and I respect Sean, his religious choices. The problem that I've got, and I want to be very clear, is with the Dodger organization, which goes out and, I think, in a very arrogant way, the Dodger organization sells season tickets without giving people the full information that they have, you know, a Jew on the team who may want to take the Jewish holidays off.
What do you mean they don't tell people that they have a Jew on the team? You know,
well, first of all, I work in Beverly Hills, which has got a lot of them, and you get familiar with their customs. The two main holidays of the Jewish faith are Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Now, these holidays happen to fall during the month of September. What month is that in the baseball season? That is the...
That's the stretch drive month. That's the pennant drive month.
That is right. Stretch drive period. And you get this young man who is very important to your team, and suddenly he says, oh, well, I got to take some time off and do some kind of a Jewish thing, and you're missing a key player.
Well, are you saying you, had you known Sean Green was Jewish, you wouldn't have purchased season tickets?
No. What I'm saying is it's important information. The Dodgers should have imparted to their renewing and new season ticket holders the information that we have this wonderful young Jew on our team, and he may miss some games that are important. And
well, would you have purchased season tickets?
I probably would. I would have thought twice.
Why? Not because of anti-Semitism.
No. Please listen to me.
I just want to make sure that's not the message.
No, it's because the Dodgers aren't playing a key guy in the stretch drive, and their pennant chances get fouled up as a result. I don't want to be a part of it. Look, I don't need to waste my money on season seats only to have to watch my son, Zach Phil, who you know.
I do, good kid.
Yeah, I don't want to see him have his heart broken when his team can't win a pennant because their player is off, you know, with his little skull cap on and he's praying at a wall or he's doing whatever he does.
Well, look, forgive me, Ted, but your concerns come off sounding... And I know you're a sponsor, but they come off sounding a little bigoted.
All right, hold on for a minute.
No, but I'm not trying to offend you.
No, you hold it right there, and I want to be clear. I want to say something to you, and I want to say something to your listeners. My son, Zachary, his best friend is James Rosen, Bob Rosen's son. You know Bob.
Yes, I do.
He and I have done business for a long time. I've had Jewish people in our home, in our restaurant. I celebrated weddings, birthdays, and even funerals with Jewish friends. I live in Beverly Hills, California, which outside of Miami Beach in New York City has a higher concentration of these people than anywhere other than Israel. And for you to even intimate that there is bigotry in what I'm saying, I think is...
All right, can I back up?
I think it's insulting and defamatory.
Can I back up? Can I start all over again? First, I want to give our phone number out, and then I want to get into...
I want to be clear, though. I am not an anti-Semite, and I don't think it's fair to bring that up.
All right, that's fine. I want to give our phone number out, and we'll continue our conversation. I'm talking with Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. We're talking about the fact that Sean Green, who is Jewish, a member of the Dodgers, may take off Yom Kippur or part of the holiday for a pivotal series, am I correct, with the Giants?
That is right. Now, So
let me start all over again here, though, and take back what I said then, and let me start and say, if your problem is you are unaware that the Dodgers had a Jewish player and that that player not playing due to the Jewish holiday during the pennant drive month of September might hurt the team and therefore would have changed your decision to buy season tickets, what is the solution?
Well, look, Phil, I got on the phone, I told you, with Chris Mathers, who's my attorney. We both said, look, we don't want to file a lawsuit. We don't want to go down that road. If the Dodgers could find a way to post before next season in any of the newspaper advertising they do, if they could include, most importantly, I think, in their season ticket renewal information, a statement that would inform potential or returning season ticket holders, you know what, we've got this Jew on the team, you may want to know that in case it changes your mind about getting tickets. And if they would agree to that, then it saves me the time of having to pursue this with my attorney.
Look, there are African-American players and Catholic players and so forth. Why, that doesn't have to, you know, they don't have to tell me their religion. Why are the Jewish players singled out because of the holiday?
Look, if Africans had the, you know, the Kwanzaa thing they do?
Yeah.
If they had that during the baseball season, then that would be a problem. Or whatever these Catholics do. Some of these, the holy days of these Station of the Cross, whatever they get their thrills, do it. Can I ask you a question, Phil? That's a little bit off point.
Okay, go ahead.
I know you were raised Catholic. That's why I want to ask you.
Yeah.
Marcy and I rented this Passions of the Christ. Is that what the Catholics call the Stations of the Cross?
Yeah, the Passion of the Christ, the movie, is basically the Stations of the Cross, meaning all the...
And what is that?
Well, all the indignities that Jesus suffered are relived, I guess, by observant Catholics. When, you know, like when he fell down, when he got his face wiped by that lady, when he was scourged.
And so you people sort of remember all of this?
Well, yeah, you're reminded of Jesus' suffering, which seems to be central to the Catholic faith. Understand, I haven't practiced Catholicism in a long time, but it's central to the Catholic faith is to be cognizant of Jesus' suffering.
Okay, and you don't do this, you know, right in the middle of baseball season.
It actually falls at the beginning of baseball season.
But you don't have to take a day off for it.
No.
All right, see, that's what I'm saying. Only the Jewish faith decides to put its holidays right smack dab in the middle of a pennant drive. It's selfish. You got all these baseball fans, they sit there and they say, hey, I got a great idea. Why don't we have our holiday in the middle of a baseball season? And that way we can get millions of baseball fans to hate us along with everybody else. I think that...
Why do you need the attorney?
Because it's false advertising. Dodger season tickets, I have field box seats. Four of them run me over $8,500 a season. Now, I don't know about you or your listeners, but that's a significant amount of money. And I think for anybody to spend and to spend it and then not know they have this pivotal, it's very important young Jew, and then the next thing you know, Sean Green isn't in the lineup. The Dodgers blow a game here and there. And by October, your son is sitting there with a broken heart. And I don't want to see that. That's the only point I'm trying to make here.
All right. The solution, therefore, is for the Dodgers or any team, I would imagine, that has a Jewish player to say in their season ticket renewal notices that come in the mail, because I don't...
They come in the mail, and they could put something in there that says, you know, we have a Jew, you know, so-and-so is a Jew, he may not play during September, which is a very pivotal time in the baseball season. If they do that, then, you know, there's an old saying, what's the word? Four informed is forearmed, something like that.
Yeah, you get the information.
If you have information, you know what to do. And I don't know if there's any other of these Jewish players in other teams, but I would appreciate that. That way, it keeps me from filing litigation.
You would file the Dodgers a lawsuit for what, false advertising?
I wouldn't file a lawsuit. I would just pursue it with my attorney to find out if myself, along with a lot of other Dodger fans, do we have recourse to get our money back for the season tickets, because they didn't tell me they had this kid, who's this Jew kid, and he's playing, first base, very important player, and he is...
You know, when you say Jew kid, this is what I'm saying.
What?
It sounds...
I'm saying he's a Jewish young man, Phil.
When you say they got this Jew kid, it sounds a little...
You know... The problem that I have is people such as yourself looking for bigotry.
And no, I'm not. I'm just... It's language, I guess.
Well, that's your purview. I'm a restaurant owner. You know, I'm just saying, let me know when I renew. I see, Sean Green is this Jew, you know, this Jew, whatever, however you want me to say it, and he may not play.
And that way, you may not renew your season seats. You may not renew your...
Well, at least you have the information.
All right, Ted Bell joins us on the Phil Henry Show at 1-800-449-8686. And this is a little specific, but it actually transcends baseball. We're talking about a Jewish player for the Los Angeles Dodgers by the name of Sean Green, a terrific ball player who may sit out a couple of games during the Yom Kippur holiday, Yom Kippur religious observation, I should say. And Sean is important to the team. The Dodgers have, I think, a very pivotal series coming up against the Giants, and Mr. Bell is a season ticket holder who is saying the Dodgers didn't say up front to season ticket holders, by the way, we have a Jewish player who may not play, a pivotal member, and therefore, you know, if he doesn't play, it could blow the Dodgers' chances for a pennant. Not that I would necessarily agree with that. He feels the Dodgers and any ball club with Jewish players should let you know beforehand that they have Jewish players and that they may not play during Yom Kippur. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. We're talking with Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills. You're listening to the world-famous Phil Henry Show. And later on tonight, Clara Bingham will talk about a tour she took of hurricane-ravaged Florida. It's the Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry Show. 1-800- The Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Ted's of Beverly Hills sponsoring the Phil Henry Show.
Thanks very much, Judy. Hey, this is Ted Bell. Come on down for a family private dinner on Sunday. Ted's of Beverly Hills, the best meat in the whole world.
Ted Bell and Ted's of Beverly Hills sponsoring. You're at the restaurant right now, huh?
Well, absolutely, Phil. It's Friday night, and it's a big night for us. And I would like to be at the ballpark tonight because the Dodgers are playing the Giants. But I can tell you that I don't want anyone in your listening audience to get the idea that I am anti-Semitic. I am simply saying, for the season ticket holder of the Los Angeles Dodgers, if we can be informed before the season starts that there is a Jewish, a good young Jewish guy on the team, then I can say, oh, okay, Yom Kippur, he won't be playing. And if he's important, he could blow the whole pennant drive for them. Do I want to invest my money in a team that knows they got this, the Jew kids for playing first base, and he isn't playing, next thing you know, seller. No, that's not me. That's not Ted Bell. I'm Ted Bell. I invest in winners, and that's why I've invested in the Dodgers. But if they want to go loser on me, if they want to turn yellow,
yeah. All right, I understand. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Should the Dodgers warn season ticket holders about the Jewish player they have so that he may not play on Yom Kippur, which means he may not play in a pivotal series, which means they may not be getting the very best product on the field? Here is Mike. Mike, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show with Ted Bell.
Yeah, good morning. Good evening.
Pardon yes, sir. How are you?
Ted, I just think you're off base on this. I'm not Jewish.
Are you seeing ticket holders, sir?
Beside the point.
The
Jewish faith has been around for thousands of years, long time, long before baseball ever came around. If this is important to him, a person should do what's important to him. If it's more important to him to be on the field, then he'll be on the field. But this is important to him, and if he and the Dodgers have that agreement between them, then so be it.
I'm not disagreeing with you, sir. I am saying, I think Sean Green, if he wants to do what he does, that's good for him. I'm saying the Dodger organization needs to warn its season ticket holders they got this Jew kid, they got this Jewish boy, and he's not going to play. That's all I'm saying.
Hey, Mike.
Team to perform, not an individual player.
Are you the host of the show, Phil?
Yes, I'm the host.
Why are you letting him talk over you?
Hold on, Mike and Ted, hold on. Just so we understand, Ted is not finding fault with Sean's Jewish affiliation, correct, Ted?
No, but I'm not Jewish, and a lot of their customs are interesting, but no, the Dodgers should have put in one of their season ticket renewals, hey, we hired this kid, he's a skullcap wearer, whatever you want to say. They could be light and humorous about it. He's not going to play. That's all I'm saying.
You're not coming off that way.
I made myself very clear. You started talking about, well, if you don't like Sean Green's religion, no, I don't have any problem with it. I'm talking about the Dodgers.
That's the reason why he's not going to be on the field.
I don't have a problem with his
religion. But you have a problem with it.
No, I don't. Where are you calling from?
California, Northern California.
There you go. A giant fan.
No,
you're a lousy stinking
giant
fan. You're a lousy stinking giant fan. And you can't, one of the problems with the Giants, they got wax in their freaking ears. And
hold on, the man said he's a Dodger fan.
I'm not a Giant fan. I'm a huge Dodger fan. I lived in LA for 12 years.
Well, you're not coming off that way. That's what you said to me. You said I wasn't coming off that way. You're not coming off that way.
I'm a fan of the team.
Wait, he likes the team.
Well, so you like the organization not letting me know they got a Jew playing for him? You like that?
Well, see, is it your problem that a person is going to take some time off, or is your problem with the fact that he's a Jew?
I got no problem with him being a Jew. I got a problem with the Dodgers not telling me he's not going to play on Yom Kippur.
No, you don't.
Okay, then you're not a Dodger fan. You're a Giant fan, and I can tell you're a Giant fan.
I'm absolutely
you got
not a
wad of, you got a wad of wax in each year, and that's Giant fans for you.
Yeah. No, you know, you're way off on this.
Why don't you go worship at the shrine of Juan Marichal?
If you're going to turn it personal, then I'll say the word.
You're telling me that I'm a liar. You're calling me a liar. I'm calling you a liar.
You're a flat-out bigot.
Well, you're a flat-out Giant fan.
And
you're
the radio station,
San Francisco
not
Giant fan,
to you
and
you're
San
bigot,
Francisco
and
Giant fans are lower than low. Because they're the ones, bigots, the Giants are the bigots. They're the ones that beat Johnny Roseboro with a bat. Yeah.
I don't know anything about the Giants.
Hey, the Giants beat up Johnny Roseboro with a bat because they don't like blacks.
What are you talking about? Juan Marichal, who did it, was black.
No.
You are unbelievable.
Hey, dude. Forget it.
Yeah, you're way off on this.
Mike, thanks.
Well, you know, if I'm off, I'm off on the facts. But you don't even know what the facts. You don't even know what my argument is.
All right, I gotta go to another call. 1-800-449-8686.
Boy, that really crossed my rear end. This guy calls up and says,
"No, I understand. I gotta go to another call. Let's go over here to Dave. Go ahead, Dave.
This guy is wacko. He needs to read his season ticket." The Dodgers do not guarantee any specific player is going to be on the field at any specific time.
Because of injury.
You're buying your admission to be able to go to an entire season.
It does not say that.
Great baseball.
Well, first of all, you're wrong. It doesn't say that.
Hold on, guys. I got a lot of people talking over each other, so hold on for a minute. Now, what are you saying, Ted?
First of all, the guy doesn't know what he's talking about. It doesn't say that on the ticket. It never has said that on the ticket. He's making it up so he can create an argument. It doesn't say anything about players. It says weather. It says a lot of things. It doesn't say anything about players.
So let's say that there's a baseball player.
So you call up, you made up that premise, and you expect me to continue talking to you?
Let's say that there's a baseball player who gets his wife pregnant 9 months from that time frame. They're going to have a baby. Do they have to tell you that potentially 9 months from now someone may not be able to play because they're giving birth?
Where's this guy calling from, Phil?
Why does it matter?
Where's he calling from?
Portland, Oregon.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, real big league town up there. Hey, when's the last time the Yankees came through, huh? And I ain't talking about guys wearing a big top hat with a striped vest. Jesus.
And you're concerned that your kid is going to go to a big league ball game,
you call me up.
All right, thanks a lot, guys. There's too much confusing talk going on here, okay?
No, there's no confusing talk. I know what I'm talking about. That guy's a dumbass. He's calling from Portland, Oregon. The last time they saw a major league team in Portland, Oregon, well, they've never seen a major league team. What am I saying?
What about the Trailblazers?
They've never seen a major league team.
They won an NBA title.
They've never seen a major league team.
1-800-449-8686. Should the Dodgers tell people they got a Jewish player because he might not play in Yom Kippur? Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
And I'll tell you, do you like liver? It sounds disgusting, doesn't it? Not the way we make it at Ted's of Beverly Hills. Calf's liver wrapped in onion and bacon.
Ted Bell with us from Ted's of Beverly Hills. So we can be clear, we got people calling in, and we're talking about something that is always going to be potentially explosive, and that is a man's religion and its place in his work.
And again, Phil, I am very resentful of having been portrayed as an anti-Semite on your show. I am not.
I'm not portraying you that way. I'm simply saying to you, I want to be clear. You have a problem with the Dodger organization. They have a Jewish ball player. They don't tell you that he's Jewish because you know that he may take Yom Kippur off.
No, he will take one or two of the days of Yom Kippur off. There's no doubt about it. These Jewish guys, I got a friend of mine, Jim Saul, who lives in Miami. Jim is the least religious guy you know. But by God, every time this Yom Kippur comes around, this guy, you'd swear to God he was a rabbi. This is the way these Jewish guys are. So here comes Sean Green. And
this is the way these Jewish guys are. My agent, David Katz, is Jewish.
Okay, what's he doing today?
Well, he's taking off the holiday.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Yeah. So what I'm saying is this. You know, Phil, I got a problem with Sean Green. The Dodgers should say, by the way, the kid that plays first base is one of these Jews, and he's going to want to take one of the day.
Is one of these Jews. The reason why people personify or perceive you to be anti-Semitic is this.
Look, Phil, I'm a businessman. I'm not a broadcaster like you. I don't pick the right words, but I'm saying, tell me so I know he won't be playing.
All right, 1-800-449-8686 is the number. Lorraine, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi there.
Hi.
I don't know why you're belaboring the point about identifying Jewish ball players on the Dodgers team, because
if it
wasn't a problem for you, we wouldn't be having this conversation.
He may not play, and if he doesn't play, then I don't want to buy season tickets if he's not going to play, because the Dodgers,
you should let me finish speaking.
Well, I'd like to let you finish, but the premise that you're presenting here, you're not listening to what I've...
Well, you just let her listen, let her talk.
I did listen to what you said. And I listened to all your other comments.
Look at that. You know, one of these days, Larry,
I'd
like you to come down.
You're a very rude man.
No, I'd like you to come down to Ted's of Beverly Hills. I'll buy you a Ted, and we can talk about it, you know?
No, thank you.
Come on, go ahead, Lorraine. Go.
What I was saying was that I don't know why he's belaboring the point, because if it wasn't a problem, we wouldn't be having this conversation. And it sounds to me by your comments that you made that you're very bigoted.
No.
With the way you describe people.
I blame Phil Hendry for this, by the way.
With the way you describe people of the Jewish faith by calling them those people, you kids,
look,
and everything. Yeah, I'm offended.
Are you kidding me or what? You got to be a Giant fan. Are you a Giant fan?
Yes, I am.
You people are the most touchy-feely bunch. Look, all I'm trying to say is if they're not putting a guy on the field who's pivotal to the pennant drive, they should let me know. I may not want to buy tickets for a team that may not be putting the best players on the field.
Ted, you should have known that, because Sean Green has always been Jewish, and we all knew it when the Dodgers hired him.
Excuse me, if I'm supposed to know it, then why do we have advertising disclaimers that say, by the way, this, by the way, by the way, something else, if I'm supposed to know it? Why don't the Dodgers? Look, I told the Dodgers, and it was a joke, but they got offended. Why don't they cut the bill off of his cap so that he's got just the Hebrew deal, you know? And
That's funny.
That's not even funny.
Oh, are you kidding me?
You know what? You're the one who's touchy-feely if you're crying about this, about your
season. I'm not crying about it. I'm just simply saying they disclaim. In my business, I got to put a disclaimer. And if the Dodgers don't... Your last name's... What is your last name? Rothman? Yeah.
What is your problem?
I got no problem. Phil, when you get these callers on that are Giant fans, they come from the Bay Area. They're all up there doing yoga.
I don't come from the Bay Area. I live here. I love Tommy Lasorda, and I have supported the Dodgers team, too.
Well, but you're a Giant fan, and you all come from that touchy-feely Pilates place.
But that's your response. And I don't know why you've stayed on the phone so long crying about this.
I happen to be the guest. Okay, you're the call. I'll tell you something.
That's very interesting.
I sponsor an hour of this radio show, and part of the situation...
Let me explain it. Ted's one of our sponsors. He had a problem with the Dodgers not saying that Sean Green was Jewish because he won't play, and therefore, if he doesn't play, they're not putting the best players out there, and why would he want to invest in...
I understand that.
Okay, good.
Well, when you say it, she understands you, but when I say it, she thinks I'm talking Hebrew. Sounds like she's sitting on a feather over there with all that laughing. You know,
you're a very rude man. I would never come to your place of business.
Look,
I would not
buy
give you any business.
Come over to my place. I'll get you the prime rib and the pork loin and a free Ted, which is a rum and coke.
No, thank you.
Okay, well, then you go ahead and be a hard ass about it. But here's the thing.
No.
Every time you look at a movie, it says this may not reflect actual people and anything is coincidental and all of that stuff. And we take that for granted. But the Dodgers don't have at the bottom, we, by the way, have got this Jew kid playing first base and he may not play in Yom Kippur. Why don't they put that?
Jew kid.
Know what? This conversation is ridiculous.
All right, look,
I'm going to hang up and give somebody else
the floor. Thank you for calling.
Oh, look at that. She's hanging up on me. I thought when you do a talk show, you're the one that cuts them off and...
Well, you know what, Ted? I was letting the lady have her say because you had been interrupting her. And
how is it that I'm coming off as the bad guy here? I don't understand this. When I called your show and I said, did I want to talk about this? And
it's the way you're saying it more than anything else. They got this Jew kid at first base. They got the Jew boy. Why don't they cut the bill off the cap so he can have the Hebrew deal, as you put it?
So what? I got millions of Jewish friends all over this country. I do business with these guys. And let me tell you something. They can do business.
Oh, no kidding. Huh? I bet you they're really tight with a dollar.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, they are. Why? What's so funny? I don't know.
Well, never mind. Let me go to Kalen. Kalen, hi. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Yeah. Basically, the way I see this is, you know, I can tell you right now, I'm a Giants fan and I'm a Bo Sox fan.
I live in
Eugene, Oregon.
Oh.
Okay? The biggest thing for me is that, so what if he's Jewish? So what if he wants to take the day off? To me, it doesn't have anything to do with the fact that, I mean, there's players all the time that take days off for all different kinds of reasons. The Dodgers, did they know
totally
at the beginning
different.
Of the season
the Dodgers,
that he was going to take a day off?
The Dodgers know this guy's going to take this time. The Dodgers know this guy's going to take the time off, but they don't tell the fans. They know the exact day he's going to take off. It's the Yom Kippur deal. Where they go, I don't know what they do. They beat their heads against the wall or whatever they do. And they don't tell anybody that, okay?
Well, the biggest thing for me, I could care less, about the organization, okay? My thing is I don't like the fact that Sean Green's taking it off. I mean, I understand it's his religion, but there's players that play on Christmas and Thanksgiving all the time in the NFL,
religion,
the NBA.
It's his religion.
Yeah,
there's
religious players that play on Christmas all the time.
You want to be thankful he's taking a day off, because with him in the lineup, you guys haven't got a prayer and you know it.
You
ought to get down on your knees and pray
right
whatever God you praise, and you ought to get down on your knees and say thank you, Zeus, or whoever.
I'm going to say thank you, Bonds, because Barry Bonds is the best player that MLB's ever
had. You know what? You're right. Barry Bonds is a great player. And like so many other San Francisco Giants that went before him, he's got nothing but losers surrounding him. So good luck winning a World Series, which you haven't won since you've been in San Francisco.
Well, when was the last time L.A. went to a World Series?
At least we could go down to the ballpark and see a trophy every now and again. What do you guys have in San Francisco? You got Barry Bonds, you got Bobby Bonds, you had Juan Marichal, and the rest of them, losers. And I can tell you...
All right, so what... I don't want to talk baseball. We're talking thank you very much, Kalen, for your call.
No, I was enjoying talking to this guy.
No, he's done, okay? We're talking about the very substance here of Sean Green being Jewish. Scott, go ahead.
Yeah, it doesn't matter if it's the Red Sox, if it's the Yankees, it doesn't matter. The only thing on the back of that ticket is going to tell you that you got to watch out for foul balls and baseball bats.
Yeah, right. And it should say, by the way, this kid at first base, he's got the Hebrew thing going on, and he needs to...
He's a Jew kid.
There's not enough room on the back of the ticket, pal.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe you can figure out how they could get it on the back of the ticket, because otherwise, I have a case of false advertising against the Dodgers. I got one damn good Century City lawyer, and $8,500 a year for season tickets, and I go down there to see the Dodgers put their best players on the field, and Yom Kippur Sean Green is sitting there, and whatever he's doing, he's eating meat on one plate and cheese on another, whatever they do.
Get a Dodgers uniform, suit up, and take his place.
Brilliant.
Aren't you good
at
baseball?
Yeah, okay, thanks a lot.
Well, Ted,
this guy's an idiot.
No, he's not. He's
just get him out of here. Look, it's bad enough that Dodger blue's the same shade of that blue the Hebrew fella uses on the flag. Now they got to give the fella the day off too. I'll tell you something right now. What they should do is cut that bill off. He's got the Hebrew skull cap.
All of those ideas are these real estate stupid ass bigoted ideas. But the fact remains, the man's going to take the time off. And I guess you're not renewing your season tickets, huh?
The Dodgers have lost my business. You think I'm going to go out and see them play the Giants without one of the greatest first basemen ever to play the game? It should say, watch out, we have a penny pincher at first. You know, I'm just kidding around now. I know you think I'm a bigot.
Yeah, that's it. Penny pincher at first base.
But I'll tell you, they've lost my business because they should have come right out with a big, they should have sent a huge envelope with a big Star of David on it saying, warning, warning, you know. You know what they should do at first base? Paint a big Star of David. Then you could, oh, yeah, that's right, the guy's Jewish, so I got to remember he's not going to be out there on Yom Kippur. And do they have any depth at first base? No. All right, cue the music. I'm done.
Don't tell me how...
Cue the music. I'm done.
Tell me how to do my show.
Watch out. I got a commercial message to make here.
Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse. Come on down.
Hey, all kidding aside, everybody. Shalom. Hey, have a hot... Shalom, shalom. Come on down. We got some kosher... I'm sure we can find something kosher for you, okay? Come on down to Ted's of Beverly Hills.
Here at Ted's.
What a jackass.
We want to put our meat in your...
You know what, I'm going to cancel not only my Dodger tickets, but my advertising on your program. You'll hear from my attorney first thing in the morning. Thank you.
1-800-449-8686. Phil,
can I say one more thing?
Yeah.
Mazel tov.
Don't let him come back on like that. 1-800-449-8686. Coming up tonight, Clara Bingham, who went through the...